This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Marita Hauser joins us. She is a farmer, but also serves as executive director of the Grant County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. And Marita, what is the importance of participating in the 2020 census and its effect on rural vitality and development?
There's all kinds of ways it affects us in the rural communities. Kansas receives a lot of money from the census for a lot of things. We get it for health care. Our rural hospitals have got to have the federal funding or we're not going to be able to operate our hospitals. In Kansas, Health and Human Services allocated nearly $2 billion for Medicaid obligations in 2016. Education is another place that it really affects us. And one of the big ways that I think deals with agriculture is the way we feed our kids. In Kansas, 46.4% of public school children are enrolled in the free or reduced lunch program. So that's like $137 million. $1 billion that is coming, and those are ag products. Those are things that we eat, and that's provided then to our schools, to our kids. Another thing, the federal aid program for public schools, just for the public education piece of it, Kansas received $109 million in Title I grants in fiscal year 2016. So again, that's all based on census numbers. How that's allocated to the state comes from the census. That's why it's so extremely important that we count everybody.
Agriculture is such a vital part of rural Kansas and other areas. That's why it's so important.
Without agriculture, our economy in Kansas flat doesn't run. And we've got to have the people in our rural areas to produce the food, the fuel, the fiber that we all use every day. And if we don't count everybody, those dollars are going somewhere else. If 1% of the Kansas population is uncounted in the 2020 census, the state of Kansas could miss receiving over $600 million in federal funding over a 10-year period. That's a lot of money for our budget.
And Marita, what's the best way for them to participate in the census?
People who get their mail delivered at their house should have received a postcard with a code on it. If you didn't receive that, or if you receive your mail at a post office box, go to 2020census.gov, and there's a respond there. Now, it will ask you for the code, but if you don't have the code, there's another link that you click, and it will take you into the census where you put your address in.
That is Marita Hauser, who is a farmer and serves as executive director of the Grant County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism. She joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.